Welcome to the show. This is Free Talk Live. Thank you so much for tuning into the show tonight. I am your host, Stephanie.
And Carla.
Yes, indeed. And this is a very special show because Mark has gone away. He's on a day off. Usually you hear Mark in the first chair now that Ian has been incarcerated, unfortunately. And this is day number 54 or 55 or so. I'm losing track. Yeah, but it's getting up there. So Ian should be out soon, and we're looking forward to that. But in the meantime, I'm holding down the fort. And Carla, you know, for our radio listeners and maybe those who aren't familiar, we used to do a kind of spin-off show of Free Talk Live together called She Talk Live, didn't we?
That's right, yes. And yeah. It was a lot of fun, and it's great to be back.
Oh, yeah, I'm so happy to have you back tonight, so thanks a lot for coming in. And also for our listeners who are not familiar, we should just introduce Carla. She is the president of the Free State Project, and she's also an author. A very active lady, I would say. Is there anything you want to promote in particular tonight?
Not really. You know, I'm a busy girl, so, you know, yeah, Free State Project keeps me busy. Mm-hmm. My day job, I do some writing, and I work for the New Hampshire Writers Project. Mm-hmm. And we have some poetry stuff coming up in case any of our listeners are interested in poetry.
I can make some horrible puns, but I think I stopped short of being a poet, so I'm just going to... I'm just going to hang back on that one. But yes, Carla is, as I was saying, Carla is the president of the Free State Project. But tonight is her night off.
That's
so
right.
We are not going to be talking about Free State Project.
Yay!
Stuff. But please, if you would like to weigh in with your thoughts, we have a lot of other interesting stuff to discuss, including the first ever in the U.S. Surveillance blimp.
Whoa.
This sounded interesting to me. We'll definitely talk about that. Maybe a little bit about J.P. Morgan Chase donating $4.6 million to the
NYPD.
Yeah, to buy them surveillance stuff so that they could spy on the protesters and keep the so-called law and order. Right? I don't think that's working
well.
Yeah, exactly. But in the meantime, you are always welcome to call into the show and take control of the airwaves. And you can do so by calling 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And I have just turned on the studio cam, so if you would like to see us lovely ladies, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com and watch us do the show as we sit here and talk about this surveillance blimp. Let's just jump right into it, Carla.
Sure,
what do you
sure.
think about that?
So is the surveillance blimp sort of the opposite of the Ron Paul blimp?
I think so, yeah. It would be the anti-freedom type of blimp.
Sure.
There's different varieties. There's some that crash and burn, right? There's some that have lead in them, Led Zeppelins, and, you know, they're some that are pro-freedom and some are anti-freedom. So, excuse me. Ogden, Utah police, first in nation to use surveillance blimp, and this is from theactivistpost.com. A patrol car fitted with all of the police extras cost $40,000. A surveillance blimp will cost well below that, possibly as low as $15,000. After that, it is $100 a week to keep it filled with helium and charge its electric batteries. And if you look at this article, there's a picture of a blimp that says police on the side.
Wow.
And yeah, it kind of surprises me that it's cheaper than an actual police car, a patrol car. It says it's about $15,000 to run this blimp, plus $100 a week maintenance. And
certainly more flammable than a police car.
Yes, it is. And I don't know. I hope everybody stays safe. I don't know if there's going to be people in the blimp. I guess the point of it is so they don't have to have people, right?
Sure.
They could just have a camera and keep an eye on what's going on. But could you imagine if you saw a blimp floating overhead with the word police on the side?
I don't even know what I would think.
Yeah.
It's
kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's a little scary. What are they going to do next? Get homing pigeons to watch us?
Yeah, exactly. It really is reminiscent of the whole Big Brother idea.
Sure.
Right? That someone's watching over you at all times. And you know what it also reminds me of? Have you ever been driving, Carla, and seen on the road there are signs that say the speed is monitored by airborne aircraft or something?
Yes, like radar aircraft or... Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, what do they do? I mean, if they catch you speeding on radar, do they radio down to a cop car that's waiting on the sidelines? Or do they land the plane in the middle of the highway and demand that you stop? Or...
Actually, I mean, I would love to see the latter happen. I'm not sure. You know, I always see those signs and I wonder the sort of same thing. And mm-hmm. it's one of those instances where you can just let your creativity and your imagination flow because really, I think the sign is just there to scare you or to, you know, sort of force your obedience by having the sign up.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And, you know, once you think about it and sort of start to deconstruct and say, well, really, there's going to be an aircraft hovering above this highway in particular at all times of the day and night? And how does it actually monitor the speed anyway? And what are they going to do about it if someone's speeding 10 miles an hour?
Is there a pilot up there with a radar gun and someone else is issuing the tickets and they must be taking photos to get your license plate number and that needs to be processed? I mean, I honestly think, I don't know, and if we have any listeners who've ever gotten a ticket from a aircraft.
Yeah, maybe they could call in at 855-450-FREE and let us know their stories about airborne speed enforcement, I guess you could say.
Right.
You know, it's just, I think this is one of these things that's meant to keep people in a perpetual state of fear, and it ties back to the blimp as well. You know, living in New Hampshire, I have to say, it's much better for these kind of things. I haven't seen any signs in New Hampshire that say that the speed is enforced by aerial aircraft.
I have seen it in a few places in New Hampshire, but it's not very typical. Mm-hmm. I do know in downtown Manchester, they have these sort of annoying street signs where it's not necessarily aircraft radars, but it's smile for the camera, mm-hmm. you're being watched, you know, ooh. With the red light sort of camera stuff.
Yeah. And the greatest irony is that police and government officials can record you at any time and then use that as evidence against you if they want to prosecute you for something, speeding or whatever.
Sure.
But they don't look favorably upon people recording them and being transparent about what they're doing with their publicly funded activities there.
No, and in fact, I mean, there was a great decision, and I'm sure you guys have talked about this on air before, but there was that great decision that came out of the first district mm-hmm. out of Boston. So it was a federal decision where the guy's name was Glick.
Uh-huh.
And
and
they came out and they said, well, no, actually, you do have a constitutional right, oh, duh, to, you know, record public officials in public.
Yeah, it's called freedom of the press. And of course, nowadays, it's even easier for anyone to have a blog or a YouTube channel. And I certainly think that counts as them being a journalist, don't you?
Sure. And actually, the Glick decision said, regardless of whether you are a journalist or not, it's your right as a citizen. So it was fairly broad. And I sort of like the idea of saying, you know, Judge Napolitano, he's a commentator on Fox News, and he, you know, he talks about the camera being the new gun.
Yeah.
And I
don't really like that metaphor as much, but I have to say that it's similar in terms of its accountability, I guess, you know.
Well, you know, and I think it's more just, I think he's thinking of it in terms of language where it's, you know, point, shoot, and that kind of thing. And so that's what I like about the Glick decision is, mm-hmm. You know, we can say point, Glick, point, Glick, shoot, you know, and it's all just with the camera.
Oh, that's really cute. I love it. Well, you know, we were talking about air surveillance a little bit earlier, and I think we actually have a call on the line from Kevin in Michigan who would like to give us a little bit more information about how air surveillance works. Is that you, Kevin?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind about air surveillance? I'm kind of curious to hear about this.
Air surveillance, if they have the budget and the weather to fly, they'll fly over the highway. And there are markings you can see on the side of the road in that area. And what they do is they time cars as they travel from mark to mark.
Uh-huh.
It's not a radar gun. It's a matter of physics and timing. So they just time. If you go between a mile a minute, it's 60 miles an hour at one mile.
How do they capture, like, how do they track each car? Do they take a picture of it?
It's in conjunction with ground-based police officers.
Huh.
So
okay.
They'll give a description of your car, the location, where you're at. From the air, and then the officers on the ground. It's basically an entrapment zone.
Yeah.
They work a designated area.
Yeah.
So would you say, I mean, how much would you think an operation like this would cost? So let's say you're speeding, you know, 5 miles over the speed limit.
Yeah. And yeah, I wonder how much that would cost to run a full plane over the highway.
Well,
and I'm also kind of curious about some of these weather conditions. But Kevin, hold on, we're going to hold you over because I'm kind of interested in this. Maybe you can enlighten us a little bit more. Stick on the line with us. This is Free Talk Live, and if you have thoughts on anything that we've discussed before, you can call us 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Check us out on the web at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of features there. There's no other talk radio show that does a live show on Sunday nights and gives you all the archives for free going back to like 2006 or some crazy, ridiculous date like that. There's at least a year's worth of archives posted on the site right now at archives.freetalklive.com. And while you're there, check out all the other cool features. Free Talk Live is a very extensive website. And I am your host, Stephanie, tonight.
And I'm Carla.
Yes, indeed. And thank you for being here with me, Carla. We're already having a great time and learning a little bit about how some big brotherish technologies work. And before the break, we were talking to Kevin in Michigan, and he was telling us a little bit more about how these things work. So, Kevin, are you still with us?
Yes.
Hi. So, okay, I'm confused about something. How much do you think that these surveillance planes that say, you know, speed monitored by aerial planes or whatever, how much do you think they cost to run?
Well, you know, typically you're going to have a group of officers involved. No one's working alone.
Yeah.
You know, you have to maintain an aircraft. That's a pretty silly use of an aircraft dedicated to traffic control like that. It's not a real revenue maker for any municipality that has that. That's
and
for sure.
Did you say that there are certain weather restrictions? So, like, basically, you could get away with speeding in the rain.
Yeah, if it's bumpy out, basically, if you see puffy clouds, it's very bumpy out there, and it's a very rough ride, and it's very windy. It's just dangerous days. These are light aircraft; they don't handle adverse weather very well. So
yeah.
If it's a nice day and the cops want to go for a fly and they'll set up an operation for the day and they'll coordinate an area that they're going to work, and they'll probably have about 8 officers involved, a couple in the plane horsing around, you know, eating donuts, drinking coffee, flying airplanes.
It's the life. I'll tell you. It's a good life.
On the beach, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, Kevin, have you ever encountered one of these? Have you been pulled over by one or had experience? Do they have these signs in the area?
I got trapped in one, but I know that they're there, and I know police officers, and that's just really how it works, basically.
Yeah, they do love to
really
get these really expensive toys, basically, and then play with them. And unfortunately, you know, we see this a lot with the SWAT teams. You know, they get these equipment that are funded by the Department of Homeland Security, and in fact,
somehow a jet ski makes us safe. I don't know, you know, in the desert.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty impressive. And actually, you know, that's why. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to say my hairdresser was telling me the other day she's from Vermont and her brother is a statey in Vermont.
Uh-huh.
And he has just gone on a 2-week pilot training course.
Oh,
in
boy.
Vermont, because they have, you know, Department of Homeland Security money that they need to burn through.
Gosh.
So these stateies, you know, the guys with the cockroach cars just sitting like bandits next to the highway,
mm-hmm.
are now going up in airplanes so that they can survey the land.
I have a classic Homeland Security story. In Lapeer County, Michigan, we had received tons, every municipality received tons of Homeland Security money after 9/11. They were just spending money like crazy. So we have Homeland Safety Day every year. And they all the municipalities brought their toys, okay, to the county courthouse and lined them up and had a fair so everyone could see the toys, right? And somehow a camping trailer is a mobile base now. And the local municipality, one of these little small hamlets, those volunteer firemen, they got a little command center. Well, while they're there, I notice I'm looking out the window and I see smoke rolling out of it and caught on fire.
What?
They
wow.
were out there. Yeah. And then the state police have a $1 million Winnebago with a 60-inch plasma screen TV on the outside, every communication device known to man. And I went in it, and I looked around and talked to the sergeant in the vehicle, and I asked him, well, how does this work? How does that work? And nothing in it really worked. Okay, and then I asked him how special the tires were. And he goes, well, special about the tires? I says, well, yeah, what kind of tires are these? Are there something special about them or just regular old tires? And he goes, well, I think they're just regular tires. So I can go out, pop one of your tires right now, and the $1 million command center is kaput, right?
Wow. That's.
And he says, well, yeah, I guess so. And I says, I don't even know where the spare is.
Oh, my goodness.
So these
wow.
guys, this is pretty much you guys take this vehicle up north on a stress weekend, and they call them stress weekends, where local cops or local station will get all the guys together, head up north, get drunk like crazy and shoot guns and just have a good time.
That really is really dangerous from a perspective of firearm safety. You know,
well,
you should never be handling.
I know police have got shot on those weekends by accident.
Wow. That's really unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know, I would never wish that on anyone, you know, even if they were maybe being less than responsible with their gun safety. I just hope that maybe people will hear this and just choose to use firearms and alcohol responsibly. So, Kevin, thank you very much for the call.
Freedom and vote for Ron Paul this coming election. That's what
there
I hope.
You go. Kevin, thanks for the call and thanks for that story. That was really interesting. Wow. So, yeah, they have these million-dollar security centers, and they don't even know where the spare tire is.
No.
I mean, it really just shows how the waste of money and how it's such a farce. Like, it's just like they're pretending.
Security theater,
yeah.
Right, is sort of the term for it. And,
yeah.
You know, I've been kicking around this idea that because we, within the, you know, the economy and sort of the monetary system and the way that things work right now, we know that there's a lot of money that's going into Homeland Security, going into FEMA, going into, you know, these organizations that are just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. In fact, the Wall Street Journal, which, you know, I like to call the War Street Journal.
Right. Yeah.
did an extensive article maybe 6 months or so ago about sort of this surveillance / security apparatus that's grown in America. And I sort of wonder with the bailout money and all this money that they've sort of printed, the ones and zeros, that has to go somewhere. And we know it's not actually going into the real economy. It's not going into people voluntarily trading with each other. And I think it's what we're going to see, and we're seeing it, and we're going to see more and more and more of it, is that money is being pushed into this, and we're going to see an acceleration of
the police state. Yeah. I have to agree, Carla. And actually, I saw, just to talk about the kind of economics and the seen and the unseen, right, is a concept that's discussed a lot, which is that if the government so-called injects money into the economy by basically creating dollars that aren't necessarily indicative of value being created, right, they create these ones and zeros, or they print paper money, and they put it into the economy, well, people might see, especially government jobs being created, like federal government jobs, but they don't see what could have been done with that value instead. Because in order to do that, to create those government jobs, they really have to take from everybody else.
Yep.
And it diverts resources into projects that may not be very productive, right? And that may not be really what people need and want.
Sure. And you know, I'm an artist, I'm a writer, I'm a creative person, and I often think about that as I think, I believe, you know, not everyone has to agree with me, but creativity, great movies, great novels, great nonfiction give us such a pleasurable environment to live in. Would you rather have the balloon watching you from afar, or be doing awesome stuff on the ground?
Or be leaving people alone to spend their money as they choose? Because we're not saying the government should subsidize arts or anything. We're just saying that you should be able to decide how to spend your money. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up when we return. We're going to talk about Facebook.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Stephanie.
And this is Carla.
Yeah, and we want to thank you so much for tuning into the show tonight. Check us out on the web at freetalklive.com. As always, you can also go to m.freetalklive.com to access the mobile streams and all kinds of features from your cell phone and find all kinds of ways to get the show there. And of course, if you have thoughts on anything that we've discussed tonight, I think the show is shaping up to have sort of a Big Brother theme tonight, isn't it? We are talking about surveillance. We talked about a surveillance blimp and those creepy planes that fly over the highways and try to catch people speeding. Right, Carla?
Yep.
So, and now we have another thing that we would like to discuss. It's about Facebook, but of course, if you have thoughts, you can call in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is, of course, the show where you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. So we will look forward to hearing from you. And this is an interesting story, too, from the dailymail.co.uk. And I think it's interesting, you know, Facebook is the second most popular site on the Internet, right? So it's second only to Google, I think, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's on Facebook. Even some people that I thought would never get on Facebook are on it. And as such, it's an enormously powerful entity, right? And they have access to people's personal information, or at least whatever people choose to give up to them as their personal information.
You know, they can tell your birthday if you give it to them, your gender, who you're interested in. And they do target ads towards people based on the information that they provide.
I'm constantly amused by the ads I get. I mean, I think my brain just filters in a way where I don't notice it 99% of the time. And then once in a while, I'll be like, really? That's who you think I am. Wow. You know, it's like.
Well, I have my religious beliefs listed as atheist, but it still sends me all these Christian ads all the time. And so it may not be very good at targeting ads, but it still attempts to do so. And so, you know, some of them have actually been quite creepy. You know, I think it'll also target based on pages that you like or whatever.
Right.
And so if you liked, I don't know, certain books or whatever, it'll say like from the publisher of this book that you liked, there's another book, you know. So regardless of that, you know, one of the most creepy things about Facebook is that they are constantly changing their privacy settings, and so
yes.
It's really difficult to keep up with that. If you don't log in for a while, suddenly you'll come in and well, let me just get into this article, because it talks about some of the things that we're about to discuss from the dailymail.co.uk. The headline is, "We didn't mean to track you," says Facebook, as social network giant admits to bugs in new privacy row. And a row in British is like a fight, you know, so they're not talking about like frat row.
Oh, it's a row.
A row, excuse me.
A row. You row a boat and you have a row.
I've learned something new tonight. Actually, several new things, because Kevin was telling us about the surveillance things, too. Anyway, so the article says, Facebook has admitted that it has been watching the web pages its members visit, even when they have logged out. In its latest privacy blunder, because, of course, they have many, many privacy blunders, the social networking site was forced to confirm that it has constantly been tracking its 750 million users, even when they're using other sites. The social networking giant says the huge privacy breach was simply a mistake. That software automatically downloaded to users' computers when they logged into Facebook, quote, inadvertently sent information to the company, whether or not they were logged in at the time. Most would assume that Facebook stops monitoring them after they leave its site, reasonable assumption, but technology bloggers discovered that this was not the case. And the article goes on to say some really interesting stuff about how it was actually some guy with a tech blog that found this out in the first place. Basically, Facebook, this is what I understand, because I'm not the most technologically, when it comes to computers at least, I'm interested in different kinds of technology, but I'm not the most computer savvy person, but as I understand, it puts a cookie on your computer, which
sure.
is like a little file, and the cookie will monitor your browsing history, and then it can send it back to Facebook. So yeah, kind of creepy. And, they said, oh, oops, it's just a mistake. But I think there are people who are skeptical of that, you know?
You know, it's so hard to decide, because in some ways, I mean, I half jokingly say sometimes, I'm like, you know, we put the I in, you know, everyone talks about Facebook as FB. It's sort of the shorthand for
yeah.
Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, someone's putting the I, that's all of us, using it in FB. So we have the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
And not to be, you know, overly paranoid. But on the other hand, I'm married to a techie.
Yep.
And I know that, you know, often with software, it's like they're focusing on this problem and doing this. And some things just inadvertently do happen.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so
it's possible.
So, sort of, you know, trying to find that balance between.
And I'm not. Well, there's another point here, and, you know, there are some people who really say that Facebook has malintentions, I guess you could say. A lot of people say that they mine your personal data, and that's
yep.
how they stay free, of course. But in this article, it says something interesting. Facebook was forced into a partial climb down over changes to privacy settings, which they claimed made too much public, but it also came under attack from launching a, quote, stalker button, which allowed users to track another person's every move in a list, which was constantly being updated. And it's pretty interesting. I've heard there's like a new vernacular, like, oh, this person is Facebook creeping me,
stalking,
or Facebook
yeah.
stalking
mm-hmm.
me, right? When they go look at all of your pictures and they click like on every single one.
Oh, wow.
Or they go down your wall and they like every single wall post that you've made in the last month or whatever. But at the same time,
you know, my stalkers are a little subtler. Not much, but
not
a little.
Well, and, you know, I'm somewhat, so I only add people who I've actually interacted with in some manner, whether it's online or in person.
Sure.
Just to kind of keep the spam to a minimum. But, you know, there's another side to this coin. I kind of almost feel like in this day and age, it's almost impossible to be anonymous or private, and it takes work to get privacy. Right. And if you're not willing to work to be private, I don't think you should expect to have privacy.
I actually fully agree. And in some ways, I this sort of relates, but I remember when I moved out to New Hampshire, I was talking to Matt Simon, who used to work on a lot of the medicinal marijuana sort of normal stuff. And I had said to him, you know, this is an issue I'm interested in, but I'm concerned, you know, if you sort of come out and you say, you know, I you know, hey, I smoke pot. Mm-hmm. I, you know, think people should be able to do what they want with their bodies. They own their, you know, and I said to him, you know, as an ex-lawyer, I was like, well, I'm really worried about sort of coming out of the closet.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, well, if you do, they won't come after you. And in some ways, with the privacy issue and stuff, I've sort of flipped it. For a while, I was like, oh, what should I do? You know, should I friend these people who are trying to friend me?
Uh-huh.
How, you know, and eventually I was like, you know what? I don't know. Like, I just, you know, I'm
being
fairly
open. Openness can protect you as well.
Exactly.
That's the point.
And that's sort of the approach I've decided to take, is just to say, you know what? I have nothing to hide. I am a good person. My values are impeccable.
Yes.
I believe in nonviolence. I
know.
And so I'm like, you know, I don't think, you know, I have to be scared of either the stalkers, the lurkers, the I and the FBI, the, you know, the I
right.
and the CIA, whatever. You know, it's just like, we, you know, we're human beings. And if we're talking about creating a more voluntary society, I think open information is one of the tenets of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I think that, you know, if especially if we advocate it for other people, if we advocate it for government people, that they should be transparent, then, you know, what do we have to hide applies to us as well.
Sure. And I mean, there is a difference there in the sense that the government obviously is taking money by coercion and force.
Yeah.
So that's a little different. So
right,
people
right.
are free to sort of, I think, choose or decide what level of privacy they're comfortable with. If I was Facebook, I don't know, I might write, or if I was someone, maybe write an app where you're like, you know, I'm a green light person. Anything can go anywhere. Or I'm sort of like a, you know, amber, or I'm a red.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they could just really, as, you know, make it easier for their consumers.
Yeah.
But in the end, Facebook, you know, you get what you pay for, and you ain't paying nothing.
Well, you also ain't paying nothing for Google Plus, and I've been enjoying that so far a lot. You know, lots of contacts on there. And you can target, you can organize people on your contact list in Google Plus, which is like a new social networking thing, into circles and only share certain things with certain circles.
Yeah, so, I need that.
Yeah. I think it's great. And it also has this hangout feature where you can basically do a virtual hangout with your friends. So useful stuff. Let us know what you think about privacy, Facebook, social networking. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up when we return.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You are listening to Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. I am Stephanie.
And Carla.
Yes, indeed. And we are so happy to have you listening to our show. Always call in with your thoughts at 855-450-3733. We've covered some interesting ground tonight, kind of talking about Big Brother, the police state, the surveillance state, and a private means of surveillance, Facebook, at least ostensibly private, right? And we actually had a call from Ben on the line in New Mexico, and I think he would like to discuss Facebook with us. Ben, are you with us?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Ben. We got some strange feedback. Can you turn down your radio?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No problem. What was on your mind tonight?
Facebook is a great thing, but the main concern is they don't have anybody on the other end. They can answer your phone calls. They have just the facts, and they need to have people to help people out if they have a problem.
Did you have a problem with Facebook? Your audio quality is a little bit spotty, so we may have to let you go, Ben. But actually, Ben, I think the audio quality is kind of poor. So if you get a better connection, feel free to call back, Ben. We do appreciate the call. Sorry about that. We had to let you go. But he said that he was looking for some technical help, I guess, on Facebook, if he didn't understand what was going on or had a problem.
I wasn't 100% sure. It sounded to me like he was looking for a screener on LRN.
I don't know. Well, Ben, you're welcome to call back once you get into a better cell if you would like to let us know what was going on there. But I don't know. So we basically covered our opinions on Facebook.
We haven't covered them.
No, okay, you got more to say?
I am fascinated by what Facebook has sort of become, and just this idea of using social media in a way that, we've seen with the Occupy
Wall Street, yeah.
Wall Street.
There's been live stream. I think it really, especially in the case of the Wall Street protests, which, by the way, have really blown up as of yesterday.
Sure.
Right? There were thousands of people. There were mass arrests on the Brooklyn Bridge when people protested in the middle of the street in the Brooklyn Bridge. And several reporters got swept up and arrested by the NYPD as well. And we do have actually a story about Chase Bank donating $4.6 million to the NYPD for purposes of security monitoring so-called, of these protesters. But, you know, before all the live streaming was going on and people could actually get on these cameras and watch what was going on right in New York, right in front of their eyes, you know, the Internet makes that possible. Technology makes that possible. And there were news outlets that were reporting much lower figures, I guess, of people who were protesting than could be observed on the cameras. And so I think that technology, while it can be used for evil or nefarious purposes, it also sets us free. And the answer to bad technology, as I see it, is always more technology, right?
Yes. And I mean, that's absolutely right. In some sense, we're at that tipping point where, you know, technology can be used for good or for evil. You know, I think of the drones, and I think of all the I think there was a Cracked article that I read a few weeks ago where they just talked about all these military things that they're building. So once again, we get back to the economic thing where all this money is going into.
Do you notice, by the way, when technology is used for nefarious purposes, it's usually the military?
Oh, sure. You know, and then, you know, the naysayers will say, well, we wouldn't have had the Internet if DARPA and the military and Al Gore, God bless his soul, had not funded it, which, of course, we know is not true.
Yeah, I think it's pretty safe to say that you know, knowledge gets to a point, and knowledge is decentralized. A lot of people have it, right? Or, well, usually a lot of people have it. Knowledge gets to a point where certain technologies are possible and are natural outgrowths of the knowledge that exists, right, in the world. And it always builds off of other people's work in the past. And so to say that the Internet never would have been invented if DARPA hadn't been around is ludicrous, because it would have.
Sure. I mean, the one thing I do sometimes struggle with, and, you know, feel free to call in and to weigh in on this if you're listening, but is the whole idea of the unlimited resources that go to the government to do some of these things. And what I mean by that is, you know, they take money that would have been used productively within the private sector and expend way more money than a private company might have done to develop a product. Because if you're a private company,
think NASA versus Spaceship One, right?
Sure. And but there's a conflict there, because there's both NASA that just, you know, expends vast amount of money inefficiently.
Yeah.
But, you know, they also did put a man on the moon and a monkey in space and all of that.
Well, Carla, there are some people who say they didn't. I'm just playing with you. I don't believe that conspiracy theory. But,
And so there is that sort of, that's one thing I haven't been entirely able to sort of reconcile in my mind yet, is that idea of, are there things that, and unfortunately, most of the things that have been developed are just, you know, they're not positive things. They don't really make the world a better place. So sure, you've spent a million, billion, trillion dollars on coming up with some radio wave satellite
that
dish
makes
thing
people's
that burns
skin feel like
skin,
yeah.
You know, and I'm like, wow, you know, if we were expending that kind of energy, we could have Burning Man every day, everywhere, and the right kind of Burning Man.
Yikes. Well, yeah, I agree with you about the waste of money, that it is always inherent in any government program. They're always wasteful. They're always they don't have the market mechanisms, you know, the people telling the company what they want, people spending their money in certain ways. They don't have those ways of directing their efforts toward the most productive use that the most people want and need, right? And so it's always going to be inefficient when the government undertakes some technology development endeavor.
Sure, but I guess where what I'm trying to say and where the tension comes in for me is the idea of, what if having these sort of unlimited resources have also allowed certain things to develop where a company would have gone bankrupt before the time?
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's just one of those curious things that it always takes me back to, say, Walter Block and the roads, right? So if we talk about the roads and we say, in an entirely voluntary society, how would roads have worked?
Well, there were roads before government roads, right? There were all different kinds of, I mean, people would get together with their neighbors and build paths and roads. And I think there were even roads that basically businesses would build to get people to be able to come to their place of business more easily, right? So there are lots of different solutions.
Sure, but the idea of the highways and the sort of and who knows? I don't think necessarily the highways were a great thing. I mean, we're in all these wars in the Middle East, ostensibly, as far as I can tell, for oil. Ultimately, it's a war for resources.
Yeah,
and you know, in the old days, we used to have railroads, and, you know, here in New Hampshire, they had a bunch of stations, and they would have 130 trains that would go through, you know, White River Junction up in Vermont.
Yep.
And now they have two trains a day.
Yep.
That go through there. So who knows? But, you know, you
But I think there is a certain element, too, of the government kind of holding back progress. I mean, I wonder if the highways were not government highways, if they would have much improved safety features, like if they would be heated underneath so that the ice wouldn't accumulate, if they would have traction that's better, you know, and maybe we'd even have solid tires that couldn't pop, or if there weren't so many regulations on them.
Sure, and I think
who
all
knows
of those
what could
things
exist.
And I think all of those things would exist in the free market. However, I'm not sure in a truly free market that highways would ever have existed,
mm-hmm.
because how would you have built them without eminent domain? How would you, because, you know,
well,
the third guy on the farm would be like, oh, you want to build a really big highway going from here to there, so, yeah, I want $1 trillion, you know?
Yeah, well, you could always take the highway in a different direction around his farm, or you could build above the farm, I guess you could say, you go underneath it, build a tunnel, I don't know. I think there are bound to be some creative solutions, and maybe our listeners could call in with some more at 855-450-FREE. But we do have a call coming on the Free Talk Live line from T-Bear in the Shire. T-Bear wants to talk about Occupy Wall Street. Are you there, T-Bear?
Yeah, hi, this is Jason Talley. How's it going?
Hi, Jason.
Hey.
Jason is a co-host of Free Talk Live on Friday nights and has been... I guess T-Bear is your nickname, right, Jason?
Yeah, it was given to me on Free Talk Live by, I guess, Keegan misunderstood what the caller who was calling me Jason Talley. They kind of slurred together, I guess. And it was like, T-Bear?
How do you get T-Bear from Talley? Or anyway, what was on your mind tonight, Jason?
So there are some folks from the Shire that are seriously considering going to Occupy Wall Street. And I was wondering what you two ladies thought about areas where we can find solidarity, things that you like or dislike about what's going on at Occupy Wall Street.
That's a wonderful question. And Jason, if you'd hold the line with us, we will certainly discuss that more when we return. Meantime, if you have thoughts on Occupy Wall Street or anything else that's on your mind, you can always call us 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and more coming up about...
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.